Good evening, everybody. The topic I'd like to speak about tonight, B'siyata Dishmaya, is the topic of Tosefes Shabbos. There's a special mitzvah to add to Shabbos. Now, Al Pi Kabbalah, this is a very, very great inyan, because the idea of Tosefes Shabbos is that even before the actual time of sunset of the next day arrives, we are already bringing Shabbos earlier. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that so too there's an idea that Shis Alpha Shnen Hai Alma, that this world as we know it will exist for 6,000 years. And after that will be this Yom Shekulei Shabbos, will be this era of Olam Haba. And the idea of Tosefes Shabbos is that we are already bringing upon ourselves the Kedusha of La'osid Lavoi already earlier. And they say that keneged this, Moshiach will come, achisheno, that Moshiach will come actually before the cutoff point, which is 6,000 years, will actually cut off earlier, just like we cut off Friday earlier, and we already bring in and usher in Shabbos Kodesh. The source for Tosefes Shabbos is in Yomo Daf Pe'alaf Amud Beis, and there it's written, strictly speaking, concerning Yom Kippur. And then there's a discussion about whether and how this applies to Shabbos as well, every week of the year. And most Rishonim say that this applies min ha-Torah to Shabbos as well. Just at Yom Kippur, you have to add on a little bit before Yom Kippur comes in and a little bit at the end. So to Shabbos, you have to bring in a little bit before and a little bit afterwards. And Azoyas Paskens in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Reish Samach Gimel, Si'if Beis, that there's a halacha we have to add on to Shabbos. Now, how long should this Tosefes Shabbos be? How long should this additional time be? So the earliest time that one could actually bring in Shabbos, the Rosh says in Masechta Brachos, Dalet Vov, that the earliest time is Plaga Mincha, which is 1 1/4 halachic hours before the end of the day. And the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Zayin Aleph Paskins, like the Rosh, and the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the earliest time you could bring in Shabbos, 1 1/4 shos manios before the end of the day. And that means there will be some times in the summer months that a person would not be allowed to light their Shabbos lecht before Plag HaMincha. And if they lit it before Plag HaMincha, Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't work, and you blow them out and you have to relight your candles. So this can happen sometimes if a wife wants to go out and she's eating somewhere, so she thinks a light, it's already 7:30, but it could be that the Plag HaMincha that day was actually 7:34 or 7:37 it can get to in the summer months. And if a person lit before Plag HaMincha, then it doesn't even count, and they have to blow it out and relight Shabbos candles after the Zman. Okay, that's the earliest time. What's the latest time that you could actually bring in Shabbos? So the Ran in Shabbos, Daf Tesvov on Medalef, quotes the Ramban that even a small amount of time is enough. A small share, small amount before Shkia. The Shittu Mugavetzes in Beo Daf Lamed on Medalef says, no, it has to be half an hour. So we have a machlokes over here. How long before Shkia should this Tosefes Shabbos be? The Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, goes like the Ramban, that a short amount of time is enough, as long as there's a small amount of time before Shkia. But the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Aleph Chaf Gimel recommends, ideally, you should try and do it 15 minutes before Shkia. You should bring in Shabbos, approximately 1/4 hour before Shkia. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And this is really our minhag, that if you look at the Luach, it normally says that Kabbalah, if you look at the Kabbalah Shabbos time, it's almost always exactly 15 minutes before Shkia. And this is really the normal mainstream time to be Makabal the Shabbos. What we're doing is we're being Moisif Mechel al HaKodesh, and we're adding to Shabbos. Now that's all when everything is running smoothly. Ah, Machaya, everybody's ready. It's long, you're still 1/4 hour before Shabbos, and you're sitting there, everyone's in their Shabbos clothes, and you're being ma'avid the sedra, and now, but unfortunately, real life doesn't always go according to plan, and sometimes there's a huge frenzy that, you know, you're trying to get ready for Shabbos. So what is the latest time to be makabel Shabbos? Now, once it's Shkia, sunset arriving means it's already, we take on that Shkia is already Shabbos mamish. Once it reaches Shkia, it's considered a Chilul Shabbos if a person does Malacha after Shkia. So Shkia is for sure, if a person hits Shkia, then they've missed the opportunity for the Mitzvahs Aseh of Tosefes Shabbos. So we have to add on somehow before Shkia. What is the minimum amount to add on? So even though we have seen that the Ramban says even a short amount of time, that Shar HaTzion says, Sifkodin Chafalef, that even if it's 2 minutes before Shkia, if you get 2 minutes beforehand, you've been yoitzi this mitzvah asei doraisa, you've added to Shabbos. So at least 2 minutes before Shkia, and then you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, how do you actually add on to from Mechoyel HaKodesh? Do you have to do something, or does it happen automatically? So the women are Makandis mitzvah when when they light their Shabbos candles. What about the men? When are we Makabel Shabbos earlier? How do we do it? So there's the summer and there's the winter. Let's speak about the summer first. Mordechai says in Masechta Shabbos Eish Reish Tzadi that when we say Baruch Hu by this Amira Baper, that's when we're Makabel Shabbos. The Beis Yosef in Arachaim Reish Samachalev says that those Kehillos who say Mizmor Shia, from when you say Mizmor Shia, you've accepted Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah there, Sifkot Lama Dalev, says that when we say Boi Kala at the end of Lachodeidi, that is the time that we're Makabel Shabbos. So in the summer months, that's fantastic, because we get to say Boi Kala before Shkia, before the sun has set. So that's wonderful. However, in the winter months, by the time that we say Boi Kala, it's already going to be, potentially, generally speaking, after Shkia. So how are we going to be Makabel Tosefes Shabbos? How are we going to do it? So there are poskim, like the Bira Hagra in Shin Tzadi Gimel, Sif Beis, who says that Tosefes Shabbos, you don't actually have to say anything, you don't have to do anything. It happens automatically. Comes that moment, as long as you are not doing any malacha, as long as you don't happen to be doing any malacha at that time, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. However, there are the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Samachalef Chafalef that it's good to verbalize it. It's good to actually say Hareini Makabel Alai Tosefes Shabbos. It's good to actually say I'm being Makabel Tosefes Shabbos. And the Piskei Tshuva says in Ois Mem Aleph in Simon Reish Samach Gimel, he says, he brings a list, including the Arizal, who say that you can even be Makabel Tosefes Shabbos before you've daven Mincha. And this would be a really, really way of being Makayim, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's good to actually verbalize it, is before you even daven Mincha on Friday afternoon, and you can see that it's already going to be Shkia time. Again, once Shkia happens, as long as you are desisting from Malacha 2 minutes before, and the Gros says you've already done Tosefes Shabbos, happens automatically, according to those who say you have to say something. So just before Mincha, before Shkia, 2 minutes beforehand, you just say, I want to be Makabel Tosefes Shabbos. And in fact, in footnote 43 in the Piskei Tshuvos, page Kufay and Aleph, he says that if on the way to Shul you say Good Shabbos to somebody, just by saying Good Shabbos, that actually is you are being Makabel Tosefes Shabbos. But it's only if you have Kavono, really, that you're actually thinking, I want to be Makabel Tosefes Shabbos. And if you do that, then you won't be able to do any Malacha afterwards. If you actually say Good Shabbos to someone on the way to Shul, it's before Shkia, but your Kavono is that now you're being Makabel Tosefes Shabbos, then you can't do anything. And in fact, the opposite, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quoting Shmiras Shabbos Kilchoso, Perek Mem Vov, Sif Hei, the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchoso says that Rav Shlomo Zalman was actually careful never to say Good Shabbos to people on Erev Shabbos before he was actually Makab, before Shul, on the way to Shul. He never said Good Shabbos because he was scared he was actually being Makabel Shabbos then, and then he wouldn't be able to do any Melacha anything in case maybe he needed to. But it all depends over here, what's your Kavon? If your Kavon by saying Good Shabbos 2 minutes before you daven Mincha, 2 minutes before Shkia, is to be Makabel Tosefes Shabbos, then that is okay. There's a lot more to speak about in terms of whether a woman, a wife, has to be Makabel Shabbos at the same time that the husband is Eid Chazoy Lamayed, Bez Hashem, which we say another time, exactly how it works with family members, you all Makabel Shabbos, when you Makabel Shabbos, the husband, the wife, the children, another time, Bez Hashem. Meanwhile, we should be Zaycha to be Maisif by Chayil Alakodesh, and we should be Zaycha Bez Hashem to bring Kedushas HaShabbos upon us, and to have all of the Hashpos Tovus and all of the Brochus that Shabbos brings with it.